from the True Vine. That was Delia Lowe doing an original song. I guess most of them have been original, right?
Yeah, all those tunes are original.
This is Rachel. We get a chance to do this once a year. Rachel and Justin. We get to broadcast live from the Pickathon. It was quite a thrill for us. It was quite a treat. Thanks again to everyone who was involved in actually making this happen. It's a wonder of technology that we can be sitting here in a beautiful field at the Pendarvis Farm and yet be broadcasting over the airwaves.
We love having live music on the show. I'll just give folks a heads up that on our October 3rd show, we're going to have the local band Fret come in and play. That's a new bluegrass band. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Fifth gear.
Yep.
We want to also thank you guys. We had this great experience in Corvallis the other night where we played there for the first time, and we had a father and son come up to us and say that they had heard our music on your radio show, and they drove down from Portland to come and hear us in Corvallis. So we appreciate y'all supporting us as well.
Sure. Well, just so you know and everyone else, the way this radio show works is it rotates weekly. We get the first Saturday in the month, and there are other DJs who play subsequent Saturdays. So I don't remember if it was us who played that stuff, but someone in the True Vine rotation played it.
Fantastic.
We're very happy to have you here. We're glad that worked out. That's the beauty of radio, you know.
I was just going to say, radio has really been all over the country. It's been such a great supporter, and coming all the way out here to play a festival in a place we've never been, you guys have really helped us. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Well, you know, it's we all work together, right? It's a biotic relationship.
Do you guys have other gigs in the area? Have you guys gone west just to play the Pickathon? Are you guys going to be touring up and down the coast and all?
Pickathon was pretty much the centerpiece of our little trip out here. We played in Corvallis, of course, Thursday night, and playing Pickathon again today. And tomorrow we'll be playing in Eugene at Sam Bond's Garage.
Okay.
All right, it's a good venue.
Well, just so you know, it's not usually quite as warm out here. We're all a little surprised by that.
Good, well, maybe we'll come back next year.
We went to Pennsylvania a year ago, and we were expecting cooler temperatures, and it was a sauna. So I guess we just carry it with us everywhere we go.
Here we don't have humidity, at least. But it did get a little warm. Well, we're awful happy to have you here. And, folks, we are going to, we believe we're having the Freight Hoppers come up next. We think we have the Freight. We do. That's great. And then at 11, we're going to go to a whole set of more Larry Gillis. If you heard Larry playing earlier, you heard some hot pick and bluegrass banjo, and there's nothing I like more than that on a Saturday morning. So stick around for that, folks, and then come on out to the Pickathon and see music all weekend. It's just a wonderful event, and we're always happy to be here. I would let folks know we're not going to do the bluegrass calendar this morning at 11. If you want to know what's going on in the area, just go to the Oregon Bluegrass Association website. That's OregonBluegrass.org. And that'll fill you in on everything that's going on, pretty much. And next week, someone will read the calendar again for you. I have one more area group I'd like to thank. The bands that are performing live today are using a handmade ribbon mic, and that's made by Busmana Audio, BusmanAudio.com. That's BusmanAudio.com. So you can check that out. It's a real cool microphone.
It's a good sounding microphone too.
It is a good sounding microphone, but it's really the great musicians we've got coming in who make it sound so good. So, Delia Lowe, we'd love to hear some more tunes from you. Please play some more.
Great, thanks so much.